Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of College Hockey Talk. On today's podcast, I am joined by former Colgate women's hockey player and current Penn State women's hockey player, Maggie McEachran. Maggie has helped lead Colgate to three ECAC championships and has won a U18 gold medal for Team Canada back in 2019. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Maggie, and how's everything going?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to kind of look back on my career and as I close this chapter with Colgate to kind of remember the times that I've had here and kind of look forward to what's to come with Penn State.
Yeah, well, I sort of want to start off this podcast talking about your recent transfer to Penn State. So you obviously had that extra year of eligibility due to COVID. What made you want to use that extra year and what made you want to use that grad year, I guess, to go to Penn State?
Yeah, I feel like kind of ever since the pandemic hit in 2020, and I heard about this new extra year of eligibility that I would be given, I knew that I'd want to use it, first of all, and also use it to pursue, you know, a master's degree or continue my education in one way or another. I knew that Colgate only has one master's program, which is in the art of teaching, which I didn't think would be something I'd be really interested in. So kind of ever since that point, I've kind of had it in the back of my mind that I would eventually want to enter the transfer portal. The only way to stay at Colgate would to slow down my undergrad. But I felt as though I'd already put so much time and effort into it that I wanted to move on and try something new. And this past summer, I think in June, I entered the portal. So it's kind of resurfacing now, but I've been committed to Penn State for a really long time. It just kind of came in the media in the past couple weeks, but they had a really great MBA program. And it was accelerated, so I could do it in 1 year. And obviously, my older brother Connor's played there for 4 years, and I've heard so much about the program and what it's like to play in Pagoula and just have State College behind you. And I thought it'd be just a really awesome 1 year experience to finish off my college hockey career.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, like you mentioned, for those who don't know, your older brother Connor played at hockey at Penn State for the last 4 years. I guess, what has he told you about the school and what are you looking forward to the most about Penn State?
Yeah. So, I mean, Connor and I are 2 years apart. He started at Penn State the year that I started at Colgate. So I've kind of always heard through the grapevine what it was like to play, you know, for Penn State and to get to play in front of the Roar Zone. And even though it's different for the girls, I know they still have a good kind of community following there in State College. And I mean, the facilities, the treatment of student athletes is pretty like second to none there. And, you know, I've seen it firsthand, kind of the way they can support their student athletes, whether that's, you know, with support in the academics or, you know, the cool swag that they get. I don't think people talk enough about that, but it's pretty cool. So I think I've just heard a lot about what it's like to kind of be in a really high athletic school where everyone kind of cares about the teams that are playing and really rallies behind that. And I think that's what Connor's told me about. And that's what I'm like really looking forward to.
Yeah, especially the football games, because those seem really fun as well.
Yeah, I don't know how many I'll get to go to, but I've heard so much about it. And just seeing the way that even just they rally behind the football team, it's really cool and something I'm really excited to see.
Now, have you had the chance to meet the team and what are your goals and expectations with Penn State next season?
Yeah, so I haven't met all of the girls, but actually one of my teammates that played on Colgate last year, Ellery McKay, she's doing the same thing that I'm going to do next year and kind of do her master's there for 1 year. So I know her and I've actually visited her and kind of met the team through her a couple times. They seem like an awesome group. And I just think the words that come to mind when I've met them is just like really great work ethic and they love to have fun. And I think that's the most important thing, especially in my last year. Obviously, I want to win and I feel like that's kind of been instilled in me here at Colgate. But I'm really just looking forward to meeting a new group of girls, playing in a new program under a new coaching staff who all seem to be like really great and really knowledgeable. I've only met the staff once and the support staff, but they just all seem like they're really all in and have brought into, you know, the system of winning and also just creating really great relationships.
Yeah. And Colgate obviously played Penn State last season. So you know a little bit about what it's kind of like from a visitor's perspective.
I mean, they're definitely like a really great team. And I know we're coming to play Colgate. I say me on Penn State next year, we're coming to play Colgate, I think the second weekend. So that'll be a really exciting weekend of games to play against my team, but also really emotional, I'm sure. But yeah, I'm just really excited. They're a really great squad and have got some really awesome and talented players. So I'm excited to kind of hopefully make an impact there like I have at Colgate and be a leader in any way that I can.
Yeah, do you know the rest of your non-conference schedule? I love hearing non-conference schedules.
I don't really know about it. I know we're playing UConn.
I know you're playing
Yeah, and
UConn
I
as
think we're
well.
playing Northeastern in the beginning. Those might be our first 3 weekends.
Oh,
I don't
nice.
know the whole thing, but it'll be a strong schedule. And I mean, Penn State had a really difficult schedule this year. And I mean, I love playing against good teams, and I don't think there's any way to get better than to just play against teams that are really good. So I'm excited to do that and play in a different conference and play some teams I've never played before.
Well, let's transition now and talk about the beginning of your hockey career and sort of work all the way up to where you are now. So, doing research on yourself, it says that you're from Markham, Ontario. So, talk about growing up there and how'd you start playing hockey?
Yeah, so I was born in Markham, but I grew up in Brooklyn, Ontario, which is a small town in Whitby, North Whitby. So I played all my minor hockey for the Whitby Girls Hockey Association. Started out figure skating, how I got kind of into skating originally. My mom figure skated, my dad played hockey, and obviously my brother played hockey, and that seemed like the most natural segue into the game. I kind of loved to skate, and kind of having a stick and puck and black skate seemed like the next, phase for me. And I loved playing there. I played with some of my best friends, going to high school. I just went to public school for all those years up. Unlike a lot of girls hockey players that have to play with boys or, go to prep school, I really had the luxury of living at home and playing with, some really awesome players in Ontario, both just, in Bantam and then going up to the PWHL, which was really awesome.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
I want to say PK Subban. I didn't really watch a lot of hockey. I was more thinking about his personality. He just ha seemed to have like a really great persona and lots of energy when he played and when he was just being interviewed or on screen.
Well, before college hockey, like you mentioned, you played in the PWHL for the Whitby Wolves and the Durham West Junior Lightning. Talk about your experiences with both those teams.
Yeah, so I started playing in the PWHL in grade 10, I believe. So I played for Whitby for 2 years and then my last season with Durham West. The first year I was one of the younger players on the team, and kind of that was my first, introduction, I think, to really high level women's hockey. I was playing against, some of the great players that are playing on the senior team now, and some of the best players in the NCAA are from Ontario. So I kind of got to meet them on a weekly basis. And, Whippy was a great spot where I developed a ton and kind of gave me that opportunity to get onto the world stage with Team Canada and Team Ontario during my later high school years. And I really owe a lot of my development to like that program. And then playing with Durham West in my last year was really awesome. I kind of got to go back and play with a lot of the girls I played with kind of at the beginning of hockey when I was playing novice. We kind of all migrated over there for our last year. It was just really awesome. And tons of girls were going to play college hockey from there. So it was a really great spot where everyone wanted to get better and have a lot of fun too. So yeah, I really love my time in the PWHL.
Yeah, and how did your PWHL hockey experience help prepare you for college hockey with Colgate? Because it seems to me you're playing against Division One commits all the time and practice against them. So it's pretty much like you're on a Division One team. So that must really help you prepare you once you step foot in college because it makes that hockey transition not as difficult.
Yeah, I think like it really prepared me in the fact that I knew I was playing against good players everywhere. And, whether it was in the PWHL playing against every team, and then you come to the NCAA, and I think it just heightens the fact that every player is good and you're playing against a team of really, really great players. And it's not just one or two players on, London or Oakville. It was just everyone on the team, wanted to be there and was good enough to be there. And everyone was working just as hard. And I think that was both humbling and like a really great thing to see early on in my first year playing in the ACAC.
What's the best memory you have from your PWHL days?
So many, but I just say like probably the Stoney Creek tournament. I feel like throughout my whole career, that was always like a really highlight of the season, getting to play in front of like a lot of different scouts, and whether that was the Colgate scouts who always, were there watching, or, Hockey Canada or Team Ontario. It was always a really great weekend to like showcase and then see like a lot of my teammates that I play with now were always there, and just a bunch. It was a hub of women's hockey, it felt like.
Now, you had the chance to play in two U18 World Championships for Team Canada, where you won a gold medal in 2019. What was it like getting the chance to represent your country and win a gold medal in Japan?
Yeah, so it's crazy. We're still talking about it like 5 years later, and how awesome that experience was. But I really think I recognize it now more than I did then, that winning a world championship with Canada is something you will never forget. And I mean, it's something I'll keep on my resume for a long time, and something I love to share with people. It kind of brings a lot of my love for my country, and even now just seeing, you know, Canada win. It's awesome to know that I was once there doing it, obviously at a lower level, but still doing it with the leaf on my chest. And I think that had been my goal for so long when I was younger, playing in the PWHL. It was always, you know, going to play with Team Canada and U18. And when I finally achieved that, one of the younger girls on the team, my first year playing in Russia, we didn't take home the gold. It was the bronze medal. But I mean, for me, that was just a really great introduction to the world stage and playing international hockey and understanding that like hotbeds like Team USA are only going to get better. And it provided me with a lot of motivation to get ready for the next season and play in Japan, where I had the honor of captaining that team to its first gold in, I think, 5 years we won. So we were definitely the underdogs that year. But just to kind of win with a great group of girls and a great staff, many of which I still talk to today, it was something I'll never forget. And I have a lot of pride for kind of that part of my hockey career. And I don't think I'll ever forget it.
Yeah. Where do you keep the gold medal today?
Oh, God. I have like a box in my bedroom of kind of all the cool gadgets I've won. It's got my ECAC rings and my, you know, world championship medal. So I kind of keep that tucked away and only bring it out for special occasions.
Yeah. I was just looking through the roster. You guys had a lot of good players. Obviously, your teammate Danielle Serdakny was on that team. Kendall Cooper, Nicole Gosling, Tegan Grant, like a lot of just high-end D1 players.
Yeah, it was an awesome team and one of the most fun like experiences I've had. And we had won the rivalry series the summer before. So I think that kind of got us prepared and ready for what was going to come in Japan, and the fact that the US was going to come like guns a-blazing, ready to beat us. But we lost to them in the preliminary round, I do remember, and then won it in overtime. And I think that was just one of the most cool hockey experiences I've ever had, having my family there and all our friends in the stands, and getting to come back to high school and, you know, have all our friends, you know, in Canada jerseys, and so excited to see us be successful.
We'll talk about your recruitment process with Colgate. What made you want to go there versus other schools you might have looked at?
Yeah, I think growing up in a small town, you know, in Ontario, Canada, I didn't have a lot of girls that I knew playing NCAA hockey. I didn't really know that was an option until my later years, probably early high school, when I started kind of hearing rumblings of like, oh, girls are going to the U.S. to play. And I thought at that point that might be really cool. And if I could do that, I'm going to, you know, put all my effort into it. And I first heard about Colgate through a coach of mine, Dwayne Eldridge, whose daughter, Jessie Eldridge, plays with Team Canada now and played her 4 years here at Colgate. That was the first time I'd ever heard of Colgate. I didn't really know about it. And not many people do, even now. It's a small school and, you know, a really awesome academic curriculum. And it was an up-and-coming hockey program at the time. And it wasn't too far from home. And I mean, it's one of the most beautiful campuses in the world, I'd like to believe. So those were kind of the three main reasons that I wanted to come here. And I knew some of the girls that were going to be here. And it just seemed like a spot that I'd really enjoy to play hockey and just go to school at.
Yeah. What was like the biggest adjustment you had to make to college hockey? Was it the speed of the game, physicality, or just the less time and space with the puck?
I want to say it was time and space. I think as freshmen, we had the luxury, my class, of coming in and really getting to play right from the beginning that not a lot of, you know, freshmen have the opportunity to do. And I think that's one of the reasons that our team's been so successful these past couple years, because, you know, my class really had the chance to make mistakes our first year. And we might have gotten scored on by Minnesota. We lost 8-1 one of our first weekends, but, you know, we were going right back out the next shift. And I think that was the most important lesson I learned early on, was that you just got to turn the page. And, you know, good players are going to make really good plays. And that doesn't, you know, take away from your skill as an athlete. Like, you're going to get scored on sometimes. You're going to make a mistake just because you're playing against really great players. And I think that really carried us on and allowed us to be really confident these past 3 years.
And talk about what it's like playing in the ECAC and just the competition that you face every weekend, because I would argue that the ECAC is the most competitive conference in women's college hockey, just because you have 6 or 7 teams that have a legit chance at winning the championship every year.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it's the most challenging, merciless league in the NCAA. And I just think it pays homage to the fact that, you know, every weekend we're playing against two good teams that you could win or lose to. Like, we've seen it this year. Like, we've had close games with every single team in our conference, whether it was someone that was in the bottom four or the top four. Like, every team is gunning for you. And I think these past 3 years, we've had a target on our back. And I think that's really forced us to really just go into every game with a clean slate and understanding that even though we might be ranked higher than the team we're playing, that, you know, they're going to give it their best. And I think that's what the ECAC teaches us. And, you know, seeing these past couple of years having so many of these teams made it to the NCAA tournament just goes to prove that, like, these teams in this league are, you know, really dedicated to their academics, but also they're bringing in, like, really high level student athletes that want to work hard and, you know, want to make that jump to the next stage.
Now, your team faced a lot of adversity to get to where it is today. Like you mentioned, your freshman year, you guys were sort of up and down a lot.
Yeah.
And then obviously during your sophomore year, you had the challenge of dealing with the COVID season where you guys played in front of no fans and also were sort of had an inconsistent schedule playing against only three teams that year. So my question is, how did your team handle those challenges of your freshman and sophomore year?
Yeah. So I think when the pandemic initially hit, there was a lot of uncertainty, both at Colgate, like as a university, and then our hockey program more specifically. We found out kind of in the middle of the summer that we would be able to come back, but we didn't know if when we'd be playing hockey. So I just have faint memories of us, you know, working out during our quarantine outside on the grass, using like water jugs as dumbbells, like kind of doing everything we could given the circumstances to get better and prepare for a season, whether we knew it was coming or not. And I think in so many ways, our team really bonded over the fact that our days were numbered. You know, Colgate had really strict COVID guidelines. We were masked, both playing and practicing, working out. You know, if someone tested positive, the whole team was kind of not allowed to come to the rink. Like, we had to isolate, which, looking back on it now, I'm glad no one got sick. And it kind of forced us to really come together and lean on each other when we needed it. And then playing only four other teams was really hard. I think we played Clarkson 11 times that year. And just making the day trips up to Potsdam and up to St. Lawrence, you know, I think we played them Fridays and Sundays. So we drove the 4 hours there, played them, and then drove the 4 hours back. And now, you know, I look back on that and I'm thinking, God, if we made it through that season, we can make it through these past 2 years. Like, we've got it good now. And if we could win, you know, with no, you know, external validation, having no people in the stands, like, we can win when we have, you know, our whole community behind us.
Well, you won your first ECAC championship your sophomore year, beating St. Lawrence. Talk about what it was like winning that trophy for the first time.
Yeah, I think it was just really rewarding. I think in so many ways we saw it as like a conclusion to what was a really hard year for us, you know, as a team, as individuals, even just as a country, you know, dealing with, you know, so many people ill and also not getting to see our family. We had a bubble kind of thing going on here at Colgate. We weren't allowed to leave campus and no one was allowed to come on campus. And obviously the rink was closed. So we only had like cardboard cutouts of our family members, which was a cool thing to see. And also I think it was really rewarding to have that trophy and know that like it was us that did that. Like, we didn't have help from, you know, a crowd cheering us on or the validation from the community. Like, we mustered up, you know, the energy to kind of bring home that championship and do it, you know, with a really great group of girls.
You then had your first tournament experience playing Minnesota Duluth in a very hard fought game. What did you learn from your first tournament experience in Erie?
I think the main thing that we learned was just that every team we were going to play was going to be really good. And I think that we learned that during that season in so many ways that like every team wanted the same thing and every team was struggling in the same way that we were. And I think playing Minnesota Duluth, we also like experienced the fact that, you know, it was really important to work really hard in practice and strength and conditioning. You know, we lost in overtime 2 years in a row. And I think we really took that to heart this past off season in working really hard to keep our conditioning up, because as we saw, our past two seasons ended, you know, in those extra minutes of play. And I think that was one major lesson that we brought this year, because I think in almost every other overtime this past season, we weren't scored on. I don't know that, don't quote me on that, but I think that was one of the main things that we learned.
Yeah, the most memorable overtime this year, in my opinion, was Derek Gregg scoring in front of the fans against Cornell. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was so fun. That was really good. That was like, we had our whole football team behind us that year. And that was a really fun experience. And I don't know if you guys can see it from the camera, but we've had some really great crowds this year.
Yeah.
The best turnout of Colgate hockey history. And it's really awesome to see, you know, people come out to every one of our games, whether we were playing, you know, in the NCAA tournament or if we were just, you know, playing a regular non-conference. Like, we had a lot of support from our staff, from our faculty, from our student body, and then just from people living in Hamilton.
Now, during your junior and senior year, your team was sort of, it was kind of a little bit of the opposite from your freshman and sophomore year, because you guys were one of the best teams in the country during your junior and senior year. So my question is, how did you guys handle the pressure of being ranked and maintaining consistency throughout the regular season?
Yeah, I think in my eyes, at least, I think we earned that pressure in so many ways. And I think the best way that we looked at it as a team and me individually was just that, like, that pressure was a privilege. And that is something that we wanted. You know, from the beginning of my time here, like, we never had that type of pressure. We were always on the other end of the game, being the underdogs. And now, you know, being the top dog, it was a different type of pressure. And I think we leaned into it in so many ways and understood that, like, you know, we had something to prove, that we belonged to, you know, be at the top. And we did that, you know, game in and game out. And also, I think in many ways, we kind of avoided the rankings, looking at them, because I think personally, like, looking at rankings and statistics are just not the best way to, like, analyze, you know, how good a team is, how good a player is, how well a program is progressing. And I think that we all viewed the rankings as just noise. And what we had to do was just put our head down and keep working hard. And, you know, moving up in the rankings or winning a championship was going to come as long as we just kept, you know, working hard every day.
Now, in your junior year, your team got to go to Nashville. I want to ask you a little bit about that. Just talk about that experience, because it seemed like your team had a lot of fun, especially with the pregame outfit photos that I saw. I thought you and Sir Dackney had the best style on that trip, especially with the cowboy hats that you pulled up.
Yeah, that was a really fun trip. And I think one of, like, my best Colgate hockey memories was doing that trip over spring break and getting to play against two really good teams that we hadn't played against in a long time. We played against Boston College and Minnesota, who were really great teams, and ended up winning that tournament and just had, like, a really awesome time there with our friends and family. And after winning, we kind of got to spend the night on Broadway and listen to some music and kind of get our cowboy hats and kind of rep them around Colgate now. So anytime there's a big game, I like to wear my hat. I save it for special occasions, but
nice.
It was really fun and something I'll never forget.
Are you a country fan?
Oh yeah, huge. I love country music.
So that must be good though, to go to a place like that where it's, like, super popular.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We had a really great time after winning. I'm sure we would have had a good time if we lost too, but winning made it that much more fun to, like, get to go and see these like live musicians.
Where do you keep the guitar?
Oh God, the guitar is in the arena. It's in our, like, trophy case with all our other trophies.
Nice.
People are always asking about it, but it's the coolest one we have. So next to all our trophies and plaques, there's the big blue and yellow guitar.
Well, you won your second ECAC championship your junior year, beating Yale in overtime. But then the very next week, you lost to them in the tournament. I want to ask you, how did you handle the roller coaster of emotions of that week? And how have you reflected on those games in the past year?
I think, like, looking back on the end of last season, I think there was so much to be proud of. And I think winning that second ECAC trophy, you know, when all the teams were back in action, kind of gave our program a lot of pride and helped us to kind of remember that doing it, you know, in one year might have just been luck, but, like, doing it two times in a row was clear skill and clear that we had something going on in our program. And, you know, that overtime win was huge for our team and our community. And I think when we found out we had to play Yale the next weekend, it was mixed emotions. One being that we had just played them, we had just beaten them, and we had the, like, capacity to do it again. We knew we'd played them so many times, but I think on the other end, it was, gosh, like, it's hard to beat a team twice. And in the ECAC, at least, we never usually play a team back-to-back nights. So I think that was something we had to prepare for, but I just think in so many ways, we were really excited to host an NCAA regional tournament, which hadn't been done during my time at Colgate, and to have our community behind us was just really exciting. And obviously the overtime loss was tough, but I just think in so many ways, we learned so much from that experience.
You were then named assistant captain of the team before your senior year. What type of leadership did you want to bring to the team this past season? Were you more of a vocal leader or lead by example type of player?
I think kind of throughout all the times in my hockey career that I had been a captain, I wanted to try to lead by example. And I think in so many ways, it's one thing to say something, but it's another to do something. And I think in so many ways, I was a doer and just kind of led according to, like, our core values of our team and the ways in which we wanted to kind of lead our lives every day. And I think that's what I really brought to Colgate this year and what I hope to bring to Penn State next year.
Well, the same thing that happened in your junior year also happened this past year as you guys beat Clarkson to win your third ECAC championship, but then lost to Wisconsin in the tournament. I just want to ask you, what did you take away from both those games? I know they're still sort of fresh in your mind since it's been kind of
recent. It's been a while. I think I'm good. I'm moving on. But I just think, yeah, winning against Clarkson was awesome. Like, it was, I think, the biggest kind of score gap in a game in a really long time, which was awesome to kind of score a lot of goals. So I think that gave us a lot of confidence going into the next weekend. And then Wisconsin, obviously a big, you know, hotbed for hockey, was exciting to have them come in and come into our barn and host another championship, you know, regional final. And even though it didn't go the way we wanted it to, I think it says something to lose to the team that wins. And if there's one, you know, team that we would want to lose to, I think it was them. And it just showed so much that we just kept in it. And I mean, they were a really good team. So I don't really have much to say about them. Obviously, we were upset, but they're an awesome team. And, you know, we got to play against the best team. And I don't think there's much more you can ask for.
Hey, it's no shame in losing to the team that eventually went on to win the national championship. I feel like if you want to lose to any team in the tournament, obviously you don't want to, but you would rather lose to the team that wins it.
I was upset maybe that night and the next day, but then I'm like, I hope they win. Like, if we're going to lose to a team, let's make sure it's the team that wins it all.
Now, what will you take away from your Colgate hockey experience? I know that's sort of a loaded question, but when I know you're still at Colgate now too, but what will you sort of take away from that hockey experience that you had?
Yeah, I think in so many ways, I just learned the importance of being an awesome teammate and just the importance of treating people with respect and being kind to your teammates and making sure everyone knows that, you know, their role is valued, and also just having a lot of fun. We've had so much fun these 4 years with my class and with my team, and that's something that I'll always remember. And just the importance that people will always remember, like, the way you were in the locker room and how you treated your girls and how you were after a loss and how you bounced back. And I hope that's, like, the legacy I leave with my team.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. So you sort of answered this one already, but what music do you like to listen to?
Yeah, definitely country. I love it. Definitely my favorite.
If you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
Oh, when I read this, I thought 100% Taylor Swift. She's my favorite, and I want to see her in concert, but I don't know if that'll happen.
I'm assuming you couldn't get tickets.
No, like, yeah, well, like, she also hasn't announced her international dates, and I'm going home, like, in a couple weeks. So I probably won't come back into the U.S. until I come back for school next year. So I wanted to see if she was going to go to Canada.
I feel like she's going to probably be in Canada during your season, if I would guess.
because that's what I was thinking about. So we'll see. Maybe I'll come across the border just for a concert.
What's your most embarrassing hockey moment?
Oh, God. Last season, I think we were playing Minnesota, and I was in the starting lineup, and I completely fell doing, like, skate up, and I was a good sport. I just shook it off and went about, but it was a little embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, if I was one of your teammates, I would probably be laughing at it.
Oh, they were all laughing. You know, after I got up, they're like, oh, she's okay. So yeah, that was funny.
Now, your team has a lot of good style. I think that's one of the hallmarks of your team, if I had to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But in your opinion, who has the best style on the team besides yourself?
Oh, God. I think on ice style, my, like, D partner Sid Bard has pretty good style. And then off the ice, Alyssa Biederman usually pulls out some pretty cool suits and has some nice shoes. So I'd say she's up there.
Well, let's get back to some hockey questions now. Okay. First one is, what advice would you give younger players listening to this on what it takes to make it to college hockey?
Yeah, I think, like, the most important thing that I've always kept in my mind these past 4 years and then leading up to it is just, like, making hockey fun and never losing sight of, like, why you want to play. And in college, it'll get stressful and, you know, dealing with the road trips and, you know, changes in your role on the team and obviously school. You just always have to find a way to keep it fun and not make it seem like something you have to do, but something that you get to do.
What should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
I think just the most important thing is visibility. And I think that's really come a long way since I was younger and just getting to see women's hockey, whether that's on ESPN or TSN or any of those sites. The more girls get to, like, see women like themselves playing, the more willing they will be to, like, try to shoot for that level.
Well, do you have any shout outs you want to give to any of your former teammates, I guess, with Colgate or current teammates with Penn State, or family members or friends?
I mean, shout out to the Penn State women's team. I'm so excited for what's to come. And obviously my team here at Colgate's been awesome. And, you know, I love college hockey and I can't wait for what's to come.
Who should we have on the podcast next from your team?
Oh, God. Have you ever had Sid Bard?
I have not.
Yeah. Get her on here. She's good. Awesome. She's like my best friend. I live with her, so I'll put in a good word.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll definitely reach out. But okay. Thank you so much, Maggie, though, for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate your time. It was a lot of fun getting the chance to talk with you. And I wish you nothing but the best for the next season with Penn State. I know you guys are going to do great things. I see another CHA title on the horizon. So, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what you guys accomplish with Penn State. And thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great to chat.
One step forward and another back. I would never try to fool ya. I'm one heartbeat away from going mad. Girl, when you look like that. Closer, closer, I'ma get closer to you. Yeah, got me, baby, got me hooked on you once again.